Blog Talk Radio.
Too much month left over at the end of the money? Tired of stretching out your paycheck to the last penny? Learn how to think like a millionaire, live within your means, and find true financial independence with Heather Wagenhals, Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Tune in to the midweek update for all the tips and tricks you'll need to manage your money. Here's your host, Heather Wagenhals.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. Welcome to the broadcast. You are listening to the midweek update from Unlock Your Wealth Radio, where we broadcast our 30-minute show each and every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, bringing you 30 minutes totally dedicated to giving you the financial tools you need to get through each and every week. And for this fabulous January 5th, 2011, we are broadcasting live from the HQ Real Estate and Investment Offices right here in Scottsdale, chilly Scottsdale, Arizona today. And holy smokes, how about some healthy foods for under a buck? That's what our topic is going to be for today's show. Hopefully, all of you have wrecked your resolutions. As we talked about on last week's episode, hopefully you also did your millionaire's mental health cleanse and detox from the week before on our Unlock Your Wealth Radio to go. You have also tuned in Saturday, where we accepted our current financial state only to be able to make a change and address it. And that brings us to today's show. One of the things that we always talk about, and budgeting and dieting go hand in hand, it's actually one of our keys in our Keys to Riches Financial Wellness series, where we break the budget just like we stop dieting. And instead, we create a healthy savings and spending plan, just like for your waistline, we create a healthy exercise and eating plan. And in that same vein, because food and money go hand in hand, especially because we are emotionally driven creatures, it is totally appropriate to talk about tightening the budget and the waistline for the new year. If you are still reeling from your financial escapades for the holidays, never fear, Unlock Your Wealth Radio is here with a litany of ways to save both your wallet and your waistline today. And one of the things that we don't realize is how much unhealthy eating costs us, not just in our wellness health-wise, but in our wellness financially. You would be surprised. And as you go through our financial wellness series, The Keys to Riches, this season, as we explore each and every week a new topic that gives you specific tools to create or fix your credit, reduce debt, and learn how to save and invest, you're going to find that whittling your wallet will also whittle your waistline. And I have to admit that before I started in the health and wellness field, and I was a big workout nut, and so when I was 19, I became a certified trainer, and I used to teach people how to work out, and it was real easy because I was totally lean anyway, and so no matter what I did, I was going to burn it off, especially because I was a trainer, so I always had to demonstrate exercises. So I was always, like, exercising, like, all day long, in addition to my 2 hours flirt and workout. That's what I used to call it, because I would just live at the gym. I was a total gym rat back in those days. And so my social life was tied into that, so I would call it my flirt and workout, because it doesn't take 2 hours to work out. But it does if you're flirting in between each set. And this is going to really tell my age, too, lived at AM, PM. you know, the little mini market, and I could get 3 hot dogs for 99 cents. I could get, like, those hash brown sticks. Oh, my God, those are my favorite. You know, I can skip chocolate all day long, but you give me a salty fried potato in any form, tater tots, you know, hash browns, you name it, I'm all over it. Ugh. I am all over it. And so that was my idea of financial health and wellness. But physically, it was so terrible on my system. Oh, my God, the sodium, the chemicals, the crap. And it wasn't until, you know, I started really getting into the wellness field and proactive health, as opposed to reactive health care, proactive health, and learned about how detrimental that really was to my overall well-being and what it was doing to my organs and my body, I just thought, oh, I'm saving money. And on the surface, it seems like eating well costs more, but it doesn't have to, especially in today's world. Now, what you don't know is our government is hard at work. Part of what we waste our tax dollars on are farm subsidies and things that keep our prices artificially low in the market. So grain is one of those things. And so that's why the refined carbohydrates are so prolific and so affordable. If you think about what it costs for an entire loaf of bread. But, I mean, it's once you grind a grain, it's nutritionally valueless. So today we're going to talk about some healthy foods that you can eat for under a buck. And now we've got, I don't know, like 40 or 50 different things that you can get for under a dollar. So if we don't get through them all today, we will have them posted on our website at unlockyourwealth.com later. But let's jump in, shall we? Because it is possible to shop for healthy foods without wrecking your wallet. The first thing that is great for snacking to add to salads or a main dish and fruit salads is apples. A large apple is less than a dollar. Apples sell for around $1.99 a pound, and if you get the extra big ones, they're about a half a pound a piece. But if you buy the smaller apples, you can probably get 3 or 4 in a pound. Nutritionally, they are very low in calories, but very high in fiber. And that sweeps our intestines, and that keeps our vitamin absorption very, very high. And an apple is also 7% of the daily value you need for potassium. And potassium is vital for muscular function. When your brain sends that neural impulse to contract or expand the muscle, what happens is potassium and sodium ions do a flip-flop. They ride on one side of the muscle, and when the brain sends that electrochemical impulse to pick up something, you've got certain muscles contracting and others expanding, and it sends that little signal out. So 7% of your nutritional value comes from apples. Here is another one. How about bananas? These run about 45 cents a pop. They sell for about 89 cents a pound, and a large banana weighs about a half a pound. But again, you know, you're talking that a serving is only half of a banana or half of these large apples. So you figure you can get 2 servings out of these pieces of fruit, and you can control your calories. This also has not as many grams of fiber, 3.5 grams, but this counts for twice as much as your potassium requirement, 14% of your daily value than apples do. It also has 20% of your daily value of vitamin C. And for those of you who are in the know, naturally you understand that the food itself is a much more quality source than the juice, because the juice just spikes your insulin because it's all the sugar without any of the fiber. But eating the actual whole fruit has way more benefits than if you just drink the juice. Now, I have issue with this one on the list, just because these really aren't a vegetable because they're genetically engineered. But it's all up to you, and I don't eat those. But you can eat carrots, baby carrots. Are great for snacks, casserole, stools, Why would I sit on a carrot? Stews, veggie platters, and side dishes. About 2 ounces raw or about a half a cup. These are about 19 cents a serving, and you can buy a bag for about a dollar on sale, and it contains about 8 servings. Not that many calories, but it gives you 200% of your daily value of vitamin A, so that's kind of a valuable thing. How about beans, the magical fruit? Oh, wait a minute. That's a kid's thing. canned beans. Green salads, casserole, stews, and chili love beans. And beans and legumes are fabulous. I love black beans and garbanzo beans. Oh, my gosh, because, you know, garbanzo beans is what you make hummus out of. And each can contains about 3.5 servings at a half a cup apiece, and it's about 28 cents a serving. You could buy a 15-ounce can for about a dollar on sale. These provide 7 grams of protein. And if you're a vegetarian, you are hurting in the protein department, and this is a great way to supplement that protein. Also, 6 grams of fiber, sweeping those intestines, get the little broom out. You've got some calcium and some iron. 10% of your daily value of iron is in canned beans. You know, it's really funny. Back in the day, I don't even know how I came about it, but I started, you know, because I didn't have time to go wash green beans and steam them and do all of that. So I was buying canned green beans, and sometimes that's all I would eat for dinner, and they're only like 15 calories for a can. And like every day I'd be more skinny the next day. And so I thought, you know what, I'm going to write a book. I'm going to sell a book. It's going to be called The Green Bean Diet. Because that's like one of those what they call negative calorie foods, because it takes more calories to physically digest the actual green beans than there is calories in the green beans. So ideally, you could eat an endless supply of green beans, and you're always going to come out skinnier. And that's one of the things that I loved about green beans, because you can fill up on them. They fill you up when you eat them. So. How about canned tomatoes? This I like because there's just something about raw tomatoes I can't get into, but I love canned tomatoes. I like making soups. You can do all sorts of stuff, Italian recipes as well as Spanish recipes, chili stews, casseroles. One of my favorite detox soups that I make has canned tomatoes in it. The flavor options range from all sorts of different things, no salt added, then you can get them also with garlic and olive oil and different seasonings in them. One can contains 3.5 servings, so you're at 28 cents a serving. And you can buy them in 14.5-ounce cans for about a buck. Now, here's some bang for that buck. Again, another negative calorie food. 25 calories a serving. You got fiber, you got vitamin A, and 15% vitamin C of your daily requirements. Isn't that pretty fabulous? So who knew that financial wellness also included health wellness? Anyway, we have so much more coming up in store on the Midweek Update. You are listening to Healthy Foods for Under a Buck on this week's Midweek Update. I'm Heather Wagenhals, your purveyor of prosperity, and we will be right back with more Midweek Update coming up after this.
Hey, this is Coca Brown from the hit radio show, The Truth with Coca Brown on HollywoodOutlaws.com radio. And you're listening to me on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching could be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation, 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420, or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis. KinesisIndustries.com. Like, go there, totally!
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to the Midweek Update from Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am your money mentor, Heather Wagenhals. And the staff is giving me grief about making a confession about my free hot dogs for bucks. You can't even get that now. That was like my whole point. But they were just in the hallway laughing and saying, why would you say that? That's not healthy. But, I mean, it's not like you can get three hot dogs for a buck anymore anyway. But it was pretty high protein. But back then I was eating the white bread, the white death. So, anyhow, yeah, so they were giving me crap about that. But, anyhow, that aside, you can't even get, and I love hot dogs. But now I eat the kind that don't have any of the chemicals in them, the organic ones, the grass-fed. They're definitely not under a dollar anymore either. But how about oranges? How about oranges? They are great for snacks, salads, fruits, all by themselves. And they're about 40 cents for a large orange. And if you get a monster huge one, we're talking 79 cents. And, well, they're a little higher on the calorie scale, but you got 5.5 grams of fiber, again, sweeping those intestines. We've got vitamin A, double your value for vitamin C, folate, calcium, potassium, all sorts of stuff. Lots of good for the body. Yay! How about pears? Now, these are my favorite, and you can get a pear for about 45 cents these days. And a pear, oh my gosh, I like them by themselves. I love them as snacks, for appetizers. You can do so much with pears. And, I mean, you can put them in salads. Some of my favorite salads are the ones with the blue cheese and the walnuts and things. And it just adds a nice flavor and a complement to any kind of salad. Plus, 7 grams of fiber, 16% of your daily value of vitamin C, and again, more potassium. Now, here's another type of legume bean category, lentils. And taking the dry ones, you're at about 14 cents for a serving, 2 ounces dry, which once they get hydrated turns into about almost half a cup. And you can get a 16-ounce bag for $1.12. So that's 8 servings. That's huge. 14 grams of protein. This is power-packed. Again, 6 grams of fiber, 24% of your daily value for iron. Pretty fabulous. Pearl barley is about 12 cents. Now, these are all grains that we grow and we store. We should be donating all this stuff to other countries, but to keep the price supports or in place to keep these things cheap, this is what the government does with all these subsidies. These are why grains are so inexpensive. And if you eat them whole, they have a ton of nutritional value. Once you grind these grains, though, they become nutritionally valueless and part of what I call the white death, flour, sugar, and milk. And speaking of the good kind of milk that has bacteria for your intestines, for healthy flora, and probiotics, yogurt is on there. You can use them all by themselves for smoothies, dips, dressings, yogurt, parfaits, all sorts of things. An 8-ounce or 6-ounce container is usually considered a serving, and you're at about 60 cents a serving, and that's what an 8-ounce container of plain yogurt contains. And your better bet is to buy the plain ones because they don't have all kind of sugar and stuff dumped into them. And then you can add your whole fruits, which have way more nutritional value, no added sugar, and all of the goodness that Mother Nature intended. At 13 grams of protein, 45% of your daily value of calcium, but it also has those ever-popular probiotics that we all need for healthy immune function. Now, how about, these are my favorites, and I'm probably going to turn into a chicken because of this, but eggs. You can get a half a dozen eggs for a dollar. So this is totally one of the cheapest and most versatile sources of protein. You know, they say that an egg is almost a perfect whole food. The only thing that it is missing is vitamin C. So you take an egg and an orange, and you are dialed in nutritionally and inexpensively on top of that. They are also a good source of antioxidants, lutein, xanthan, which may ward off age-related eye problems. Now, this next one is kind of funny because I used to buy a lot of this, but I never ate it. And people would always ask me, how are you preparing that? And I said, I'm not. It's for my bunny rabbits. And that would be kale. It's a dark leafy green, and it's loaded with vitamin C, carotenoids, and calcium. And it's about a dollar a bunch. And these make great soups and salad. And I had never had it until I went to the South. And that's where you can get collard greens and kale, and all of that stuff is so delicious and tasty. And you put them in soups. They make kind of like this egg drop soup kind of deal. So it's got like a Chinese thing with the green in it, and it's so tasty. Now, one thing, and I mentioned my fascination for this earlier, are potatoes. And we often think of them as the enemy. We kind of lump them in with the other white death because we only think of potatoes as French fries or chips, but they can be very nutritious. Eaten with the skin on, you've got almost a half a day's worth of vitamin C, and they're dirt cheap. Plus, let's add to that, how about nuts? Yes, I've already gone. But in addition to my mental state, nuts, the physical kind, have lots of nutrition for you. They're packed with good-for-you fats, unsaturated and monounsaturated fats. That is what satiates your palate and stops you from eating. All of this fat-free food just makes you want to eat more and more of, buckets and buckets, as a matter of fact. It's fat that triggers the brain to tell you to stop eating because it's been satisfied. It's a good source of essential fatty acids, vitamin E, and, of course, protein. They're nutrient-dense, so you only need to eat a few to get the nutritional benefits. Pecans and macadamias can be costly, but peanuts, walnuts, almond, especially when they're bought in the shell, are low in cost, and the longer you have to work to get them out, that's just more calories burnt in my mind. So if you buy them already shelled, watch how you consume them. But you can do so much with them. Eat them plain, roast them and salt them yourself, sprinkle them in salads. They're just wonderful. Here is one of my favorites, and broccoli. He's my favorite green machine. Broccoli contains tons of nutrients, calcium, and the usable kind versus the kind that you get in milk products, vitamin A, vitamin C, potassium, folate, and fiber. I think of them as little sweepers for the intestines. And if that's not enough, phytonutrients, those green nutrients that you cannot find in anything that's not green. And it helps prevent heart disease, diabetes, and certain cancers. It's low calorie and low in cost. And broccoli is a favored green for the O blood types if you're into the eat right for your blood type. How about wild rice? It doesn't cost much more than white rice, and it's much better for you. It's low in fat, high in protein and fiber, and it is gluten-free, a great source of complex carbohydrates. It packs a powerful potassium punch as well and has B vitamins. Those are the ones that kind of give you energy, and it has a nice, nutty, robust flavor. Now, these are my girlfriend's favorites. Beets are her favorite kind of vegetables. Their natural sugars make them sweet to the palate, and their rich, earthy flavor and color makes them nutritious for the body, full of folate, iron, and antioxidants. This is my favorite kind of winter soup, butternut squash. It's appropriate for the times. It's a beautiful gourd, and it can be served either savory or sweet. It all depends on how you prepare it. But with 5.5 grams of fiber per half cup and tons of vitamin A and vitamin C, you can't go wrong. Now, this is something that, because I'm an Arizona kid, and in Arizona growing up, we only had cows and chickens and pigs to eat. And if you went to the lake and fished, you could have one. But since we're pretty much a desert, I never ate fish growing up, so this one's a tough one for me to stomach. But sardines. Sardines are very delicious. You can get for under a buck. And this little fish has big, big benefits. Calcium, iron, magnesium, zinc, and B vitamins. Because they're very low on the food chain, they do not accumulate mercury. So they are a great choice. Spinach, another one of my favorite greens, is perhaps one of the best leafies out there. It has so much vitamin C, iron, and trace minerals. Plus, you can usually find it all year round and for less than a dollar. So many more foods, so little time. So we will have Elena put up a list on the website at unlockyourwealth.com if you want to get more fabulous foods that are healthy for you for under a dollar. Just surf over to unlockyourwealth.com and you will find them all. Thanks for tuning in for today's midweek update on healthy foods for under a buck. Remember, our Saturday show, we're getting underway with our Take Action, Make Assessment Key. Kenneth Rubenstein and Laura Fortang are also joining us, so be sure to drop by on Saturday for a two-hour Power Pack show. Plus, we're taking the next step in the Keys to Riches Financial Wellness Series. Remember to visit the website for all of our key strategies, our forums, and our weekly blogs. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Heather Wagenhals from the Midweek Update from Unlock Your Wealth Radio, saying finally, financial independence can be yours at www.unlockyourwealth.com. Go out and make it a millionaire day.